Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
radio show. Gotta say, Maladet, I admire you went in for a real deep cut here. Excellent choice.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm the Metal Dad. That's the Candyman. And welcome back to another edition of the Metal Dad Radio Show. And as we do almost every week, up in the irons to start off the show, Iron Maiden going back to the debut self-titled album, Strange World is the name of that song. I love that song. I haven't heard it in a long time. I really think Dave Murray absolutely cooks on that song. But it got me thinking, and we were talking off air, I sometimes forget that the first four Iron Maiden records have a different lineup. They lose a member after every record, the first four records, right? Dennis Stratton was the second guitar player on that first Iron Maiden record. And, of course, Paul Di'Anno left, or was asked to leave, after Killers. And then they lost Clive Burr on drums after Number of the Beast. So you don't get that, what's considered the classic Maiden lineup, until the fourth record, which is crazy to think about. All right. So we got a big show for you guys this week. Heavy Metal World Tour is going someplace we've never been before on this show. I'm excited about that. We've got some killer albums celebrating anniversaries, and of course we've got new stuff to play. We're going to start off with that right now because one of my all-time favorite bands has an album coming out in September, and that would be Paradise Lost. How do you feel about that?
You know, I feel like this album is coming out on my birthday, which is interesting. I just noticed this right now.
I just noticed it too.
So maybe this is a sign, but I definitely think the fact that the album is coming out is a sign that it will be in your top five, regardless of how good it is, but you know, that's okay.
He knows me well. It may be the last few Paradise Lost records when we've done year-end lists have indeed wound up in my top five. But the album is called Ascension, and it's due out through Nuclear Blast, as you mentioned, September 19th. They just dropped another single this week. Let's play it. This is Paradise Lost, Serpent on the Cross. Smell Dead Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Getting very contemplative there at the end.
Yeah, that was grim. I like it a lot. That was a band out of Sweden called Jord. J-O-R-D, Jord. And they've got a record coming out September 5th through Hammerheart Records called Emelan Traden. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't speak Swedish. But it's killer. I really like what I've heard so far. That was a track called Dimma. And that is on Hammerheart Records, as I mentioned. Before that, a band out of Germany called Disaster. Kill All Idols is the name of the new record coming out August 22nd through Metal Blade Records. And we played a track called Towards Oblivion, which you said was very creator core.
It was very, very German thrash, but I really enjoyed it. Very good.
Well, that is their vibe. They are German and they're thrashy. And then Paradise Lost started off the block. Ascension is the name of the new record coming out September 19th through Nuclear Blast Records. We played the track Serpent on the Cross, which is the album opener and also the second single that they have released over the last few weeks. Very excited about this record. Although I have to say, and I said it to you off air, I liked the first single better, Silence Like the Grave. It was a little more doomier, a little more traditional Paradise Lost. But I'm curious to see where they're going with this record. Always, always love to hear from this band. All right. So it is time now for the Heavy Metal World Tour. The Heavy Metal World Tour. For those of you who are new to the Metal Dad Radio Show, our friends over at Reaper Radio, if you've never listened to this before, we pick a random city or country. Completely random. There's a random city generator online, by the way, you can find. And we play three bands that have recently, within the last couple of years, released albums from that city and or country. And this week, the place we're going to have never been to before on the Heavy Metal World Tour, Vietnam. Vietnam. I love Vietnamese food. It's like Chinese food, but less greasy. We are going to play three bands from Vietnam. I have never heard these bands before finding them on Metal Archives and giving them a spin, and I dig everything we're about to play. I'm also going to say this. Vietnam has a lot of death metal. There's some brutality going on in the Vietnamese metal scene. And we're going to start with a band called Blood Serpent, who in 2023 released their debut album, Bestial Extermination. Let's give you a track off that right now. This is Blood Serpent, Bestial Extermination. Smell Dead Radio.
dad radio show, giving a absolutely killer look into the brutal contemporary Vietnamese metal scene. Now, Dad, I commend you on your picks with this one. These are bands I don't think you or I had heard before, but all killer stuff.
Yes, thank you very much. This block, a little microphone trouble. There we go. Okay, so yeah, this block, all bands from Vietnam. And as I mentioned before we started playing them, that's about average from what I have discerned of Vietnamese metal. It's brutal. There's a lot of good death and black and death metal out there, including a band called Gargoyles in the Night Wasteland, which is not the name of the album or song even. That is actually the name of the band, Gargoyles in the Night Wasteland, and which is actually made up of one dude from Russia and one dude from Kazakhstan who relocated to Vietnam. And they just put out a record this year, actually. They put out a record. Oh, man, this microphone's killing me. All right, there we go. It's live radio, guys. I'm sorry. They actually put out a record this year, June 23rd, 2025. That record just dropped. And we gave you the track Enter Gargoyle. It's like somebody's name is Gargoyle. Enter Gargoyle. Before that, we gave you a band called Crossdown, which sounds like it should be a New York hardcore band, right?
Really
like, what's up? This is Crossdown from Queens. You know, like, what's up, Brooklyn? But no, it's not. Crossdown, I think they mean like pointing the cross down, because that was like, you know what I'm saying? I think Wind Blows Over the Forsaken Land is the name of the album that Crossdown put out January of 2023 on Bloody Chunks Records. And we gave you the track there called Bizarre Ritual. And starting off the block was a band called Blood Serpent, which that was just absolutely brutal. Heavy, heavy stuff. Bestial Extermination was the name of the track and the album from December of 23 through House of Igra Records. So there you go. There's a little smattering of Vietnamese metal. Good stuff. Good stuff all around. Sometimes we do these blocks and it's like one song or two songs are really good, and I gotta, you know, throw in one that's like, okay. These were all great. I liked all three of those tracks. All right. Let's go now to some albums celebrating anniversaries. Let's start with one of the greatest records from one of the greatest metal bands of all time. Would you agree?
I think there's no question about it. This is a peak record, one of the best records of its decade as well, I would say.
Yeah, you can't argue that, really. The band is Judas Priest, and the album is Screaming for Vengeance. And for my money, Screaming for Vengeance is a top three Judas Priest album. Right, like I would include what would I include in my top three? Wow, I just put myself on the spot. Sad Wings of Destiny is definitely in my top three, and Stained Class, yeah, and Screaming for Vengeance. That's my top three, not in that order in particular, but those are my three favorite Judas Priest records. What are yours, by the way?
You know, I would also pick this one. I would also put Sad Wings of Destiny top three. I think other than that, oh, that's a tough question. I do enjoy Stained Class a lot. I think Hellbent for Leather is really underrated. I like that record a lot. I would say probably one of those two finished out my top three.
Okay, there we go. There we go. But we are in agreement that somewhere in our top three of Judas Priest records, Screaming for Vengeance happens. And that record was released on July 17th, 1982. Let's give you one of my favorite tunes off it. This is Riding on the Wind. Smell that radio.
Shivers and all
Show. I gotta say, that is one of my absolute favorite anniversary blocks that we've done this year, Metal Dad. You really have my heart with that one.
Really? I've had some pretty good anniversary blocks this year. I'm not gonna lie. That was a good one, though. Trouble right there off of their classic album, Run to the Light, came out July 15th, 1987 through Metal Blade Records. We were talking off air. This might be my favorite Trouble record. Psalm 9 is untouchable, but I really love Run to the Light. And we gave you the opening track, The Misery Shows, because I love that little synth run that opens up the whole album. Before that, Immolation, Dawn of Possession was released July 16th, 1991 through RC Records, of course, a Roadrunner subsidiary. No Forgiveness Without Bloodshed was the name of that track. Love, love, love those early Immolation records. And then before that, Judas Priest, off of their album Screaming for Vengeance from July 17th, 1982, on CBS Records here in the States. Riding on the Wind is the name of that tune. All right, so it's time now for us to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to who we believe is the first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is...
Well, Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. And I decided to give you a little Dio Sabbath this week. This is Neon Nights. Till next week, kids.